So anyway, in November of 76, I was sleeping in that room. About 11:30, 12 o'clock, Prabhupada rang his bell. We had a bell with a very long electrical cord on it, so we would put the buzzer on Prabhupada's desk and then run the lead into the servants' room so he could ring us. So around about, you know, 11:30, 12 o'clock, I heard the bell ring. So I came in here, I offered my obeisances. And Prabhupada was sitting at his desk here with his dictaphone in his hand. Yeah. A recorder. So he looked at me, he said, "There's some noise." So it was very quiet. And he kind of signaled for me to hear, to listen. So I was listening and listening. I couldn't hear anything. So Prabhupada saw me looking puzzled. So he said, "No, listen." So I was listening really carefully, and then after a minute I heard a very, very faint humming noise. Yeah. So as soon as Prabhupada saw the look on my face when I recognized that I could hear this noise, he said, "Now, find it and stop it." So I went out the door and into the area in the front here. And I was trying to figure out, what is this noise? So I started to move towards the temple and it got very faint. So then I started to walk back towards the guest house next door here. And as I got into the guest house, I could hear it more clearly. So I started going up the stairs. And the higher I got, the clearer it became. So I went up three stories. And then by the time I got to the top floor, I'd figured out what it was. And then I came to one of the rooms and I banged on the door. And there's one devotee, he's here right now actually, his name's Vishal. He's a little roundy American guy. Yeah. So I banged on the door. And Vishal opens the door, it's midnight. "Oh, what's wrong with you?" So I told him, "Vishal, I said, you've got your fan on." "It's disturbing Prabhupada, he's trying to translate." So immediately he switched it off. So it was like mid-November, it was cool, but somehow or another he had his fan on full, you know, on full.
<laughs>
Yeah. Then when I came back down, Pop, I was happily working away. He didn't say anything. I went back to sleep. So that gives you an idea of how Prabhupada was concentrating on his work. Yeah, just one last little thing about sleeping. Because the first instruction Prabhupada gave to me when we came here to Vrindavan was he said, now your only business is to be with me 24 hours. So that meant literally 24 hours. There were some occasions when Prabhupada would ring 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever. He had to be ready to get up and come in. So somehow or another, you had to be in a state of consciousness that even when you were asleep, you know, you would be ready for the bell ringing. And I remember when we arrived in Tehran, in Iran, in August of 76. Prabhupada took rest probably about 1 o'clock in the morning. So only very briefly, and about 2 o'clock he started working. And as soon as he sat down, something was wrong with the dictaphone. So he rang the bell. So I had only just gotten to take rest myself. And I was just starting to go off to sleep. And yeah. So I jumped out my sleeping bag, came into Prabhupada's room. And then he said, there's something wrong here. So I'd, some loose connection. So I got it working, then I went back to take rest. I was just going off to sleep. I kept running in again, same problem. After 2 minutes, then again I went back to sleep. I was just going off to sleep. So like this, I think 4 or 5 times. Yeah, so then finally I went back into my room. I'm just going off to sleep again. Yeah, so I went running in, around, and came into Prabhupada's room. And Prabhupada's working away, translating. So he looked up, what is that? He hadn't rung the bell. When I was going off to sleep, I dreamed that he'd rung the bell. And so anyway, you had to be ready. That's